So welcome back. Let's talk 92.3 Nigerian Info. Straight to business, because the guys will join me shortly. Now, I have heard from reliable sources, of course, because it is believable that cooking is a survival skill. They say survival skills are techniques used in order to sustain life in any type of environment, either natural or built environment. So if you find yourself in a forest, whatever you do to live long enough to sustain your life is a survival skill. If you can make fire, for example, on a cold night, that's a survival skill. If they throw you inside water and you can swim, it is a survival skill. If you can cook, they claim, that's also a survival skill. So that means that you can sustain yourself. So we'll be looking at survival skills with specific attention to your kitchen skills, cooking. My question is very simple. It's not hard. Who is the best cook in your family? I'm talking the family you come from. So dad, mom, your siblings. And well, if you've made a family, that works as well. You, your wife, or your husband, and your kids. Who is the best cook? But that's not the only part of the story. What is their special delicacy? I'm going to have to explain the second one. So sometimes, some people are untouchable when it comes to a particular meal. Like, don't play with them when it comes to that, right? I have seen on social media a lady who I think is, she a chef? I think she cooks for a living. Like, she has a food spot, right? She's a food vendor, sells her stuff. She cooks really well. But in conversation with her and her husband, she tells you, even though she cooks for a living and she cooks pretty well, she cannot cook stew like her husband. She says it all the time. Say, when it comes to stew, just leave it for my husband. You're like, yeah, but you're a chef. You say, forget, this is no matter of chef. You see, the power to cook stew is in that man's hand. So even though she's a better cook than her husband, she agrees and admits and understands that when it comes to stew, her husband is untouchable. So that is his special delicacy. That is where his superpowers come alive. So who's the best cook in your family? That's question one. The second is, what is the special thing that they can cook anywhere, anytime? My own partner, the one that God gave me. You say God doing to give wife again. I think it's when he gave me, he now closed the door. My dear, of course, she's way better than I am in cooking. Let's not, it's not even a conversation. But there are some things, oh, Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. There are some things that just activate her superpowers. A quick background. I have an experimental partner. What this means is, if we watch TV today, see where they fry sugarcane. And then they tell you, it's good for the body, it's nutritious, it gives you vitamin Y, X, Y, Z. The person that is living in my house will go and try it just to see. And you see, the problem with things like that is your stomach becomes a canvas. They use you to do an experiment. As you can tell, I'm not okay with it. So I have fought it. I have tried to fight it to a standstill because I don't want to end up in a hospital tomorrow and then doctors say, Sam Oracle, what's the problem? I'll not be explaining. There's something we saw on TV. They took banana peel and put it. They put salt and tomato on top. I say, but Sam, you should know better. You know, I don't want to be in that position to have to defend something that I know should not even be in the first place. So, again, I stick with the safe options. What are these options? Oh, the options I've known since I was born. Jollof rice, white rice and stew, fried rice, swallow, egusi soup, goat meat. These are things that we grew up on. Don't come and... In fact, if you cook any food that the name is not easy to pronounce, count me out. I'm not interested. Now, this doesn't mean that I can't try new things, but I'm very slow to picking new food because my stomach, as I said earlier, is not a canvas. It's not a lab for experiments. Right? So thanks to my resistance and reluctance, my partner doesn't experiment as much, but I know that he's still the hungry am. But you see, in this life, if you wake that woman from sleep and tell her to fix yam is it pottage now or porridge? Okay, so the English people say it's pottage, but I'm sorry, I'm not going to be using pottage. Porridge sounds easier to pronounce and it's sweet in the mouth, right? I don't want to say more than once. I just had yam pottage. It makes me sound like a colonial master. So let's stick with what we know in Nigeria. If you're a listener, you say, Sam, that's not it. Please, for this program, just pretend. Right? If you tell that woman to make yam porridge, my dear, it's over. It is over. That is where her skills come alive. She can do it in her sleep. In fact, I even think that when Esau sold his birthright, it was yam porridge they gave him. I have a strong feeling that Jacob was busy cooking up this thing. The guy said, no. Of what use is my destiny? What am I using destiny to do if I die today? My brother, let me have that. That's the same thing they use and cook that yam porridge that they use to collect somebody's birthright. That's what they are making in my house. That woman can cook yam porridge for Africa. That is her special skill. She's Sabiam. That's tomorrow. If a prophet sees me on the road and just carry bell, the Lord has a message for you. I say, what happened? The person you are living with in the house have jazzed you. She cooked something and you ate and you followed her. Come know me. I say, okay. Prophet, this thing that she cook, what is the thing? If the man say yam porridge, I say, my brother, no be lie. It's not a lie. I'm in bondage. Before he said, do you want deliverance? That's where I say, this is where I will hold you. I'm not complaining. Let me be living in bondage. In fact, call me Andy Okeke. That's who I am. Is that bad? Or is that good? Depending on how you want to see it. So once again, like the lady whose husband makes stew, some people have special grace for a particular meal. When it comes to that one, nobody tests them. Nobody tries them. The thing is, I don't even try my partner in any meal at all, because it's not an award. These things will not matter in heaven. So let's go to your family. Who is the best cook in your family? Then secondly, what is the special meal they are known for? That if you take them to any part of the world, nobody can try them. And please, as you call, let nobody open their mouth and say noodles. That does not qualify. It does not apply. It does not... You can't use noodles and claim that you know how to cook. Again, I'm not a good cook, but please, let's be respecting ourselves on this platform. 0817-923-0002. I'll be looking forward to those who claim that they can cook better than their own mothers. I doubt I'll have those colors, but you never can tell. These things happen. Let's see. Who cooks best and what is your special meal? Sam, my mom is the best when it comes to cooking. And her favorite is oha soup. Next in line is me because I learned from her. Amongst guys, I'm special. Simply goodness. Okay. Okay. I can live with that. Hello.
Hello.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. What's your name?
My name is Gives from Elelewa.
Gives, how are you doing?
I'm fine.
What is the size of your family?
You say?
What is the size of your family? How many are you in your family?
We are four. Three girls and a boy.
Okay. So you're a family of six, plus daddy and mommy?
Yes.
Okay. Who's the best cook in that family?
It's my elder sister.
Your elder sister cooks better than your mom?
Yes.
I'll ask you that question again. Please think very well before you answer it. Your elder sister cooks better than your mom?
Yes, she cooks very well.
How does she cook better than your mom?
My mom is a all this business woman, so she don't have time like that at home cooking. So it's my elder sister that normally cook.
Okay. What is one special meal that your sister can cook very well?
Okra soup and red oil rice.
Hold on. Okra soup and red oil rice.
Yes.
So if she was cooking it and Esau came to her, can Esau sell his birthright for her okra soup?
I I don't know about that, but maybe it may take place.
Oil rice, is it palm oil rice?
Yes.
Ah. Yeah.
Yes.
Okra soup and oil. I don't like okra soup. That's why I'm behaving as if. Okay, you, can you cook?
The one I like cooking them is ogbono soup.
Well, they like draw things for that family. Okay, so your ogbono soup, is it better than your sister's okra soup?
She said that she cooks very well, but for me, I would say it's better than.
Okay. That's all right. Thank you very much. Thank you. Okra soup and oil rice. That oil rice, well, you know, that palm oil rice seems like, and I know I'm wrong, but it comes off as what you cook when you don't have enough, you know, like the main rice now is with tomato, you put it together. Palm oil rice is like, we don't get things to cook. Look, we just put, it's like concussion rice, right? Like there's not enough. To imagine that someone now specializes in palm oil rice, it feels like misplaced priority. Hello. All right. Hopefully, when you're ready, you call back. Uncle Oracle, I believe Jacob was preparing porridge of Lent, but I love the joke. David, my brother, is yam porridge. There's nothing you will tell me. Hello.
Hello.
Good evening.
Yeah, good evening.
What's your name?
My name is Uzo.
Uzo, how you doing?
I'm fine. And you?
I'm wonderful. So let's talk about your family. Who's the best cook?
Huh?
Who's the best cook in your family?
We have 10, your number.
10?
My mom makes us 12, yeah. My mom makes us 11, yeah.
Wait, what was the plan? Is your father... Why?
Hello?
Hello?
My dad gave birth to...
Oh, network, come on, I need this call. Hello? Oh! My brother, please call back. We need to talk. In fact, the show is called Let's Talk. 10 kids, what's the plan? Unless maybe somewhere in between you tell me, the first set of triplets, second one twins, I had that one 5. But 10 individual children, that's a lot of pushing. Wow. Please call back. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Okay, I'll blame it on the network. Hello, good evening.
Hello, good evening.
Please turn off your radio. Good evening. What's your name?
My name is Joanne, calling from Rodi.
All right. Go ahead.
Okay. Ask the question now.
Yeah, it's the same. Okay. Yes. Who's the best cook in your family?
The best cook in my family is my elder sister. I don't know. My two elder sisters are competing.
They are competing?
But if you ask me, maybe... A gun on my head, pick one.
Uh-huh.
Let me be very honest with you. I'll pick my immediate elder sister.
Why? Why would you pick her over the other
you
sister?
You know why I'm laughing.
Tell me.
Because my eldest sister is here and she's hearing my conversation.
Oh, Lord of mercy. The network again. I honestly wanted to even talk to the eldest sister. If you can call again... So that we know how they will disown you. Please call again. Well, the network has been crazy even before the show. I've had problems reaching out to people today, and the data part of the conversation is just impossible. But keep trying. Believe we're gonna have this conversation. Hello?
Hi, good evening.
Good evening. What's your name?
No, my name is Goldie, calling from Budapest.
Good news. Can you please move away from the family meeting happening in the background so that we can hear each other?
Okay. I am.
Okay. So, good news. How are you doing?
Very well. I'm okay. Thank you very much for asking.
Wow. I'm happy to hear that. So, what's the size of your family?
We're 7.
7?
Yeah.
Okay. What's your position in that family?
The fourth.
You're the fourth?
I'm the only girl.
Ah. So that's, we call what you have a squad, not a family. So boys everywhere, and you are the only girl.
Yeah.
Okay. From your squad, who is the best cook?
The best cook, I swear to God, my dad.
Your dad?
Yep.
Cooks better than your mom?
Yeah, very well. I mean, you can't even compete.
How frequently does he cook?
I think whenever visitors are around.
So he's an occasional, so for special occasions.
I mean, it's more than an occasion. I mean, I can serve my dad.
Hold on. Your mom cooks every day, and then your dad cooks not once in a while. Okay, not every day. How frequently does she cook?
Yeah, not every day.
How frequently?
Of course, she's a farmer, so normal. She does get everything and keep at home, and then she goes to farm normal.
Okay.
So, normally handles the kitchen is my immediate elder brother, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
But if we're checking the frequency, she cooks more than your dad cooks.
She doesn't, never.
Okay. Does she know that you people think that your dad cooks better than her?
Of course, you say it in her presence, and she knows about it.
And how does she feel?
Of course, she just laughs about it and all of it. She's just like, it doesn't really mean exactly what you said, why you were saying it doesn't, you were like trying to talk about your wife or something like that. It doesn't give rewards in heaven and stuff like that. That's normally what she normally uses, you know, when we make this about stuff like that.
Okay. When she goes to the farm, what does she come back with?
Nothing more. Unless it's during the harvest season, normal, she comes back with plenty of cucumber and cassava, more of it mangoes and all of it.
Okay. Have you noticed that since you people started saying your father cooks better than her, she's not giving people cassava and cucumber like that again?
Almost, she just cannot deprive us of anything. Because
no, but her
able dad is there.
No, hold on. This is not, listen, this faction of PDP, APC, you're doing in your home. It will not help anybody. You are telling the woman that brought you people to this world, that has the kitchen, that her husband cooks better than her.
No, see. The truth is, we just have to be honest. I mean, always pretending in her front and then telling her lies. It's not really making sense. It's, the truth is just that we just have to be clear to her that our dad is better.
Okay. Now, when you say your dad is better, how does your father feel?
I don't know. It's like when you're making or doing coronation for somebody, mm-hmm. I mean, he feels overwhelmed and then he congratulates us. I mean, someone who even hails him more, he gives the best himself. And all of it. So this gives us more courage to always hail our dad so that we can get something from him.
I can tell you for free, your father is the problem in that family. For free. I promise you.
All right. Of course, I guess. Sure.
Okay, finally, before I let you go, what is a special delicacy your dad makes, his special meal he can make very well?
I mean, it's not just like one or stuff. He makes porridge yam. I mean, I don't know how to explain his own porridge yam or stuff. And then when it comes for goat meat, to prepare goat meat, oh my God, I mean, he finishes work there. And then it comes for catfish. And then, in fact, I just don't know where to classify him, but he's also...
Okay, this one everybody's cooking. Your older brother cooks, your mother cooks, your father cooks. Which one can you do, my sister?
Me? Oh my. I mean.
Eh?
I do nothing.
Your own is to eat and be choosing who cooks better. It's okay. Thank you. I was about to end the call, by the way. Wow. That's quite the home. The mom doesn't even care. In her mind, she's like, I beg you, let him cook. After coming back from the farm, I need to eat something. Hello, good evening.
Hello, good evening, sir.
Good evening,
Ikure. My name is Richard Obueyin.
Wow, I was going to say.
My mom cooks more than my dad.
My brother, I'm supposed to engage with you. How are you doing? Where are you calling from? What's your name? You have given me your full CV. Okay, continue.
I'm coming from Ikure, but I'm living in Vodacos. My name... It's Richard Obueyin.
All right, Richard. Nice to meet you.
The cooking aspect, my mom cooks more than my dad.
Of course, that's how it should be. It should be like that.
But so, my elder sister is a professional for cooking.
Does she cook better than your mom?
No, it's my mom that cooks better than her.
Uh-huh.
You know, mother is a mother. No matter how her food is, mother must cook more than
me. Wait, hold on. No. Hold on. That's a political statement. Wait, you are telling me that no matter how good your sister cooks, all of you will just by default say, mother is mother.
Yes, sir.
No. If we keep thinking like this, this country might never move forward. Has your mom...
For my wife to cook.
Uh-huh.
For my wife to cook.
Uh-huh.
More than me. She know how to cook. It's precious.
Your wife to be cooks more than who?
My wife to be cooks uh-huh. more than me.
No, you are not. You. We know the use you count waiting we want to do here. Leave that in. She should cook more than you. Let me ask you one of these hopeless social media questions that people ask. Whenever I read it on social media, I don't like it, but I'll ask you. So your mom comes to visit and your wife-to-be, let's say you've not married her yet, also comes to visit you and they both cook and you want to eat only one, which one will you eat?
I'll eat my mom.
Ha! My brother, when do you want to marry? Is it this year?
Yes.
I don't think it's this year. With this answer, you might not make it this year. Your mother that will finish and go back to the village. Yeah?
I'll make it this year. I'll marry this year. By special grace of God.
Okay, let's hope. Because if it's her food that you eat. Okay. Well, let me not put asunder where it does not belong. There's a problem. You know, sometimes you see those very useless questions. If you have a car and your mother wants to sit in the front seat and your wife also wants to sit in, I'm like, what in the world? This is a question that comes from the most useless. That's what we'll spend our afternoon. Who will sit in front seat? Moving on. Hello, good evening.
The oracle himself.
The caller himself.
Your guru one.
No, I'm not. No, please. When Ashley comes, please, we'll give him his title. Good evening.
It's your day, sir. My name is Gabriel, the scriptwriter.
Gabriel, how are you doing?
Blessed.
All right, talk to me.
Yes, I think when it comes to cooking, my late mom does better to my late dad.
Okay.
In the sometime, I learned a lot from her. When she's cooking, I'm always in the kitchen when others are doing all that. That's why I know how to cook more.
Wonderful. How many siblings do you have?
I have 8 siblings.
8?
We are 9, 7 boys and 2 girls.
What is going on? What thing they happen? Why were our mothers very fertile? Yeah? Okay, so let's.
My father was a mean dream man. So.
No, he's he was a real man. So let's remove your parents from the equation. Of your siblings, who's the best cook?
My siblings, my immediate sister.
Okay, your older sister.
I've tested her food. She's good when it comes to cooking.
She cooks better than you.
I wouldn't compete with her cooking.
Okay. That's honest.
Yes, to be honest.
That's good. That's very
yeah.
good. So what's
and I believe I will cook better than my wife.
My brother, I hope your wife doesn't listen to radio so that we can maintain peace in your home. Finally, because I have to take a break now. What is a special delicacy your sister who cooks better than you makes? Something special.
Banga soup.
Ah, that's a good one.
I'm from Delta State.
Oh, lovely. She cooks better than you. I can attest to it with this answer you have given. Yes, it's a very good one. Thank you very much, Gabriel. All right. This is soup and stew. That's where you know the technical genius. Stay with me after the break. We'll talk some more.
And now, let's talk on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
Welcome back. Let's talk tonight. It's an invasion of your kitchen. We're trying to see who has the best culinary skills in your family? Is it daddy, mommy, some sibling of yours, or you? It's going to be difficult for me to believe it's you, because in my nature, I think I live to tease people. But I'd like to know, who does it best? More importantly, what is the special delicacy? What is the special meal they make where they are undefeated, unrivaled? Like the case of Jacob and Esau, that meal can exchange for birthright. 0817-923-0002. A few messages on WhatsApp. Good evening, Sam. My dad is the better cook and his specialty is bitter leaf soup. In fact, my father can do anything with bitter leaf. There was this day my father fried bitter leaf to cook melon soup. Man, Oracle, it was wow and unforgettable. But now that I'm married, my wife is a better cook. But when I cook beans, she dey cut cap for me. Austin from Elimbu. Thank you, Austin. I have a small problem with beans. Conveniently, it gives me heartburn. I don't know why. But will I stop? No. That's called stubbornness. Hello? Hello? Okay. Sam, my dad can cook, but my mom has little edge over him. She's best at cooking vegetable soup. Sam, if she cooks it, I can eat 5 wraps of fufu. Please. Don't use your mother's soup to claim that's why you can eat 5 wraps. On a normal day, you can eat 5 wraps of fufu. Don't come here and say my eating 5 wraps of fufu is a factor of this particular soup. No? Let me open your profile picture to see what you look like. My brother, you look like you can even eat more than 5. So let's not come and be putting our this thing. Yeah, but thank you for this message. Cavalry greetings, my Mr. Sam. My dad is the best cook. My parents are divorced, so I've lived with both of them. I can tell it to you for free. The man is a chef. But Sam, if I cook palm oil rice garnished with scent leaf chai, you can literally swap your radio career for it, like Esau. Go reincarnate for my oil. My brother, I seriously doubt that. But let's just play along for a bit, right? Let me stir and activate the powers of my imagination. So I'm right here, doing what I love to do, speaking English into a microphone. Good evening, welcome to Let's Talk on 92.3 Nigerian FM. Sam Oragochinedu. Boom! I encounter your palm oil rice and I eat it and like, oh my goodness, my brain has formatted. This radio thing, I don't think it's my calling. Thanks to this rice, my destiny has been redefined. Oh, my birthright, I will throw it away because I have tasted palm oil rice. My brother, I don't know who you think you are, but you are not who you think you are. It cannot work. Moving on with your message. Why it can't be like say, now only my parents know born 9 and 12. Spice from Karisi. Oh, come on. That was hilarious. Well, you're not the only one on that table. My parents have 3 kids. My 2 sisters and myself. So I said a lot of times, we're a small family. So when people are saying 9, 11, 12, I'm like, what's going on? A lot of hospital bill. A lot of school fees, there's just a lot. But they were able to pull it off. That's a good thing. And, you know, sometimes, once in a while, not every time, I always think to myself, what would it be like if I came from a big family? I would still like to be firstborn, though. I'm not coming from a big family and be number 7. They will beat Chris, because I know they hear what. So, large family, the deal is I stay firstborn. Very important. A lot of your siblings to send on errands. Iron my clothes, wash it, do this, do that. Because I go sabi send message. But Spice, you're not the only one there. I've thought about it as well. 0817-923-0002, the numbers to call. Who's the best cook from your home? And what are they known for? What is their specialty? What is their delicacy? What is their special meal? Where do they show their superpowers? Where does their magic come alive? Call me and tell me. Good evening. What's going on? Good evening.
Hi, good evening, Mr. Sam.
Good evening.
My name is Clement.
You don't have to go too far. I know that you like spaghetti.
I don't like spaghetti.
No.
Not that I don't eat it.
Hold on. But hold on. You have told me
for 1 year
a spaghetti story. Am I mistaking you for someone else?
No, it's not my Clement.
All right. So I guess I got it wrong.
It's not me.
So who's the best cook in your family?
Between my mom and dad. My dad can cook for Africa. My dad can, in fact, you see, to date, I have not seen, apart from myself, I have not seen him cook more than my dad.
Hmm. Have you met me?
I know you can boil water more than me.
Clement, you underrate me, Clement.
I know you can boil water more than me. I know.
Okay. So your dad is the best cook from your family?
And the skill he used, in the kitchen and all that. There are people you that boil your water for you. You know? So, my, I'll have the food and I can cook well is egusi soup.
Egusi?
Egusi soup, yeah.
Yeah, I love egusi soup, actually.
I came to Port Harcourt. That's where I started spicing up my egusi.
Okay.
With other things, because of the market. You know, when I was in Lagos, I never used periwinkle to cook egusi.
You never use what?
Periwinkle, the one they call it.
Oh, periwinkle, okay.
So, come to Port Harcourt and use periwinkle was another level of my egusi. You know? So, and of course, what I used to make egusi as well. Mr.
Sam,
have you tried
at least? I guess so. I mean, it doesn't seem like what I wouldn't have tried. I can't remember when or how, but it did like waiting supposed don't happen.
Okay, but please need to calibrate your tongue again with that.
Okay.
And then add pound of yam to it.
No! Please. Pounded yam is always for the win. You know,
do it on a Sunday morning.
No! I have to go to church. So maybe afternoon after church. I will think about it. Thank you very much, Clement. Thank you very much. Hello, Oracle. We are four boys in my family. Of course, being from a Akwa Ibom family, my mom cooks extremely well. Secondly, by my third brother, the rest of us don't even care much about cooking. I still miss my mom's meals. Even though I'm married now, my wife cooks well, but my mom is superior. Mike from Alu, thank you for sending this message. Again, it's important that your partners do not listen to this show. Because, Mike from Alu, you see that thing they call asunder. It might not be another person that is putting it. You might be the one putting asunder in your own home. You don't want to by virtue of omission or commission. Let the wind carry this thing. You say, my wife, they cook, but nah, my mom. No, Mike. We might start judging your matter on Let's Talk. Ashley, with his deep voice and wisdom, will tell you don't have the presence of mind. You know how he talks now? So let's not have another case on our hands. Let's clear the ones we have, right? But thank you, Mike. Cavalry greetings, Chief Sam. It's Teddy from Ajipa State. My mom is the best moi moi maker in the house. I like when people are specific to the meal, the food. Then my elder sister is next in line. I'm not really a good moi moi maker like that, but I try when I can. I'm the last born out of three ladies. Moi moi. Hi. Now, they make moi moi in leaf. You know, like agidi. Those is nice. Did anybody eat moi moi from Konkom? I think it's pig milk. Oh Lord, there's a special. No, there's an. Oh no! Those konko moi moi was the truth. It was heaven. Hi, Lord have mercy. See, this country, we need good leaders in this country because there's nothing remaining. We are the country is already good. We just need somebody that will just turn left, turn right. Those days. Hello. Hello.
Good evening, Mr. Sam.
Good evening. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Dave.
Your name is what?
Yeah, when you come, Jude.
Jude. All right, Jude. Who's the best cook in your family?
Yeah, when it comes to soup, my mom.
Soup.
When it comes to stew.
Okay.
I think my sister. Then, but when it comes to porridge, plantain, Nami, I'm the last born.
Okay. So soup, your mom.
That's it.
Soup, your mom. Stew, your sister. Then porridge beans, you. Okay. Oh, I had questions. Okay. That's good. That's very good. So I'm going to take a break, not from the conversation, but from taking calls and messages to tell you that if you taste what Ashley cooks, see, hold on. Right? I know that I hype Ashley a lot. And sometimes you might say, oh, Sam, you today, see this one, if I lie, you know, they talk for school. If I lie, make something new. Hey! I have videos in my phone where Ashley and I went to the market. I was following Ashley. I was just behind him. We bought okporoko. We bought kanda. Periwinkle, meat, fish. Then we went to where they are grinding. I have those videos. I think I should post it tomorrow. Yeah? If you're not following me on Instagram, let me use one and build my Instagram. Please go and follow me now. Just if you tell me, post the video tomorrow, I will post the video. Do you know I was showing my wife the video? There's a part where, hey, God, I better go. So we go to where they are selling kanda. It's in a bowl, right? The kandas, is that correct? Plural of kanda. The
Yeah, it's correct.
It's correct. Thank you, Kosi. Thank you. Sorry, I needed to be sure because, you know, we do premium broadcasting on Nigeria Info. The kandas were in a bowl. Now, to the naked eye, that's where I come in. I did not see any difference. If you tell me, oh yeah, pick kandana, I will just put hand and collect some. Ashley put hand inside. Select, shift. Say, madam, this one. Come out, kanda. I say, wait in day this one, wait no day the other one. Ashley select kanda from among kandas. see, I was making a video with my phone. In fact, if you need me to post that video, let me make I create buzz. Send a message on WhatsApp or call me and tell me, post the video. Tomorrow, Saturday, you will see that video. I just, they follow. Now, so Ashley, they, and Ashley can price. But how much will this Oboroko want? One waiting. I'm like, I don't even know. Me where there. I don't know whether it's supposed to be 2007. Ashley was just going small. One boy was just following us. I think the boy is the person grinding. Ashley knows. I'm like, who be this? He said, don't worry, don't worry, we'll finish. He'll be the one to grind. The guy carry out this thing. Go. That place that they are grinding something, if you stay there 2 weeks, you will lose your hearing. You know if you use your ear, do any better thing. We're just there. Ashley was comfortable inside that noise. See, this guy don't fight for war. I'll be waiting. Waiting here. Hey! We finished and we left. What he made when we got home. No! I need people to ginger me to post this video. Is that kanda own that one now mad me? Because if she then send me, I will not even touch the kanda. Madam, give me kanda. I will not tell her to use her hand and put the kanda. Actually, put hand inside the bowl with waters. Come on, this one. Come on. Pick one. Put it inside nylon. I'm like, what? What are you looking for? Because the one you picked looks identical to the ones you left in the bowl. It takes a person that is blessed with the. Oh Lord. No. I won't take this. If you're not following me on Instagram, go and follow me now. Sam Oracle Chinedu, Sparkling Oracle. Tomorrow, Saturday. Today, don't go now. I will need to edit and work on the video. You will see Ashley in the market. I assure you. It's not even a joke. I will introduce him shortly, as I usually do. Let me cue the sound effects and all the things needed for a befitting introduction. I have been told to first play the Emperor, the Conqueror, the Champion, the Lion is here. Right? So in that order, we'll do it before we now enter the other side. But quickly, let me clear my messages on WhatsApp. Post the video of Agashley that you are talking about, please. Yes, tomorrow morning, because we'll be here till, you know, But I'll post it. And go and follow me on Instagram, please. Let me even check. It's not this one. I'll be speaking English. No single follow. Hold on. Come on. Because this is, I mean, we're doing a lot here. Oh, I don't think these people really want this video. It's doing me as if. All right. Hello, Oracle. Okay, I've taken this. Grace Mara from Port Harcourt says, my mom cooks so well that anywhere there's an occasion, people will always beg her to cook for them. Ah. She never attended any catering school. She inherited that from my grandmother. She was a very good cook. Then seconded by my eldest sister. We are 4 in number with my mom, 5. My dad is late. She taught us all how to cook well. Cooking good food runs in the family. Man, I mean, that's the best cooking education. It's not from a cooking school. It's from your mother's kitchen. It's passed on. It's that one. Because the people in cooking school is the one from your mother's kitchen that they try to imitate. Frederick from Port Harcourt says, my mom cooks best. Her, is this or her or war soup? And starch is something else. She can fry granite very well too. Nice. Sam, please post the video this night. Oh, no. It needs some editing. You know, I need to look for a soundtrack. Maybe Iyabasira in the background. Something befitting. Hello?
Hello.
Good evening.
Good evening, Sam.
Please turn off your radio.
Yeah. My own aspect to what you are saying.
Turn off your radio, my brother, please.
Okay, let me just. Okay, I've done that.
Okay. What's your name?
My name is Matthew.
Matthew,
I'm
right.
From River State.
Go ahead.
In my own name, we are 10 in number.
10?
But one is late. Yeah.
What's going on?
So, but in the aspect of the cooking, I may say that we have a competition. We are 3 in number.
Okay.
My mom, my elder sister, and I.
All right.
So, but we have different specific of cooking.
Okay.
In the aspect of we know how to cook fresh delicacies. As for me, my own is native. I know how to cook native very well.
Okay.
Making soup. Then, for the aspect of my sister, is jollof rice. Yes.
Okay. That's
then,
good.
For my mom, is this
hard-boiled soup. Ah. Oh yes, indeed.
She knows how to do it very well.
Lovely.
So let me say, in that there is a competition.
Okay. I like that you all have your specialties. Thank you very much. Sam, post time. I want to learn from the master of Mpiringpi. What is Mpiringpi? Because Sam, did actually buy Anu Parunko? No, he did not. But there was Anu Parunko in the house already. You know, so that kind of worked. I ate my money from Kunkum. Look at them, please. Post the video. I want to see Anu Parunko market mode. You will see it. Go to my Instagram. It's going to be there tomorrow. Please send the video on Twitter too. For some of us who are not on Instagram, I beg. My mom is the best cook at home. My dad hardly enters kitchen. My siblings and I know cuckoo send. We're a family of 3. Sam from Mumboba. On our blood, they hot. Hello?
Hello.
Good evening. What's your name?
My name is John.
John, how you doing?
Fine.
Go ahead.
The best cook at our place is my dad.
Okay. What does he cook well?
Ukwa. Yes.
Ah.
Jollof.
Ah.
You know, only as it stock fish with dry fish.
Many people speak highly of ukwa.
Yes.
Many people.
And also, the person that follows my dad is my senior bro.
Okay.
But I prefer my dad when he cooks more than my mom, because I don't know if I'm used to what my mom cooked every time.
Your tongue down.
Yeah, I don't know whether I'm used to the food constantly. That's why I just get exhausted sometimes. But once, if my dad cooks, I don't like it. I don't know why, but you can see something good happened that day.
I understand. So hope you have not told your mom this thing you're telling me now.
No.
That's
no.
Good. You are a very wise man. Very wise.
Thank you, sir.
Your dad makes ukwa well, your mom cooks, your older brother. Which one you did do, my brother? Which one are you doing?
I'm still learning from them, sir.
That means you are eating for now.
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Yes, sir.
Please keep it up. The way people revere ukwa. Oh, ukwa is like the holy grail of it is held in high. And I don't know. I feel even scared to even say that I don't like ukwa. I feel almost like I will be cancelled. People speak, oh, ukwa. Hi, it is this one. Ukwa. Ah, I don't hear this ukwa up, ukwa down. The day I put the ukwa for mouth, I think it can't be like the cousin of beans inside. It was, well, let me not insult ukwa because I have some people in the studio that, I mean, they won't find it funny. So thank you. Thank you. Mpirinkpi means someone that loves economizing to save cost. Ha! No, that's not Alan Baronko. No, you can't say that about the Inco National Prime Minister. Hello?
Hello, good evening.
Good evening, what's your name?
My name is Shamaka.
Shamaka, how are you doing?
I'm fine.
All right, talk to me.
Okay, my son, the family of four actors.
Okay.
Two girls and my mom and dad.
All right.
My sister is the best cook and second to me, actually, not my mom. I actually deserve a shared experience. That's it, they prepared my way with this tomato thing. I went to work, I came back. They gave me the bigger one, bigger thing. Good. The down of the moi moi. So it's okay. Like, then the upper part, there was nothing to worry about. And they left that for strong for me. They ate the good one and left that one for me. That's at my chair.
So sorry. So sorry.
Okay.
Don't mind them. Thank you very much. All right. So, I need to make this clear. When you say a family of, some people respond with the number of kids, right? It's the entire family. So let's say there's mom and dad and four kids. That's a family of six, the entire family. Just putting that out there. Okay, I'll just do what's up and we're out of here. Gracie Mara says, when it comes to specialties, my mom cooks oha soup, edikaiko, vegetable, name them. What about African salad? My mom and elder sister are superb in African delicacy. Yeah. Abacha is bae. Sam, if you really know how to cook, you go select Momo Bayo. Chef, get spirit to select things. However, I can't pick anyone as the best cook because virtually everyone is special. If you need correct Kalabari native soup, just stop over at my family house, Bobby from Abloma. Thank you very much, Bobby. Sam, how dare you leave ukwa out of your mouth? I said it. Leave ukwa out of your mouth. Maikon from Ajib is my favorite Igbo food. The liquid one, now porridge one. Apologies. Because I feel threatened by how you address me, I'll be speaking with my lawyers. Maikon from Ajib, I have your name and I know where you are. There's a lawsuit loading. All right, thank you very much. I'm glad that we have celebrated the love of family. The research claims, because there are always researches proving a thing or two, that people who eat from home-cooked meals stand a chance of being happier, healthier, living longer, and leading, you know, making better families. And that's kind of research I like to believe. So let's keep it up. Coming up next, the guys will join me to have conversations that matter, but I'll take you back to where I got you from. Let the Drummer Kick by Citizen Cope and a few songs that puts us in the mood. Stay with me.